back on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening. Daryl Rainey was in prison for cocaine possession. He was 50 years old and suffered from schizophrenia. He died in 2012 in a locked shower at the Dade Correctional Institution. A half dozen inmates said the shower was set up so prison guards could make it ice cold or scalding hot. But a two-year investigation into Rainey's death concluded those claims were not credible and decided the guards involved committed no crimes. The investigation followed reporting by the Miami Herald's Julie Brown. Now, among her sources was Harold Hempstead, a man who is serving a 160-plus-year prison sentence for burglaries. He was in the cell under the shower where Darren Rainey died in 2012.
One of the things that hit me when Rainey was in the shower is his continued yelling. When everybody else got placed in there, they stopped within 10 or 15 minutes. And it didn't register, you know, that they stopped. It didn't register why they stopped, but it registered that they stopped. And it was just quiet. All the other inmates, when they were in there, and just the water running. It was a loud pressure of the water running in the shower. But when Rainey was in there, his constant yelling caused me to actually question, and how come he's not stopping like everybody else?
An investigation into Rainey's death released a week ago found that Hempstead's version of the night that Rainey died, quote, inherently unreliable and therefore not credible, end quote. Julie Brown is back with us now on the Florida Roundup, investigative reporter for our partner, the Miami Herald. Julie, is this case now effectively done? Is the death investigation effectively over?
Well, you know, if further evidence comes out, then I guess it's possible that they can reopen it. There is also a federal investigation into possible civil rights violations in this case open. So, no, in some ways it isn't over.
The federal investigation, though, is broader than just the Rainey case, isn't it?
It is, but they are looking directly at the Rainey case.
Okay. And it's the death investigation that was done here. The main witness, Harold Hempstead, the investigation, the death investigation, found him and other inmates, their stories to be not credible. Why?
That's correct. Well, first of all, you know, I've been covering prison abuse now for about 3-4 years. And the problem with these cases is you're dealing with people who are inherently not credible because they're criminals. So it takes, you know, you have to realize that it's very hard to prove any kind of a case when your main witnesses are witnesses that are essentially liars and killers and burglars.
Right.
So,
But the death investigation particularly found and went point by point through his witness story and found that he, you know, his claim to have seen the guard take Darren Rainey to the shower could not have happened because he had a cover over his cell window and there was video of him, Hempstead, and what he did and didn't do. And so his ability to see, to witness some of these events simply just couldn't have happened. It didn't happen.
Well, that's what they say. I've seen the video. I do see what they're talking about on one hand, but on the other hand, it's not clear to me from the video whether that really is Harold's cell. I mean, how do we know for sure that's Harold's cell? We can't talk to Harold and say, here's the video. Was this you? Was this the cell you were in? It's narrow, the view, and there are cells that are off the out of range, so it's hard to say whether that is even accurate at this point.
The death investigation also said that Hempstead, the prisoner here, the inmate witness who claimed to have been able to see into the shower, could not have seen into the shower from his perspective.
No, but Harold never said he could see in this shower. He was under the shower. He could hear what was going on in the shower. He was pretty clear about that.
And then also there was really dissection of his time frame of when things were happening,
right,
which according to the video evidence from the security video was off by anywhere from 10 minutes or more.
You know, you have to, it's very hard when you're in prison to keep track of time. I have found in interviewing inmates, not only with this case, but other cases I've covered, that their time is usually off. It's very hard. Time doesn't, they don't keep track of time when they're in prison. So it's possible his time could have been off, but I don't think it was really off that much. We have to really also consider that when we first looked at this case, the original report from the Florida Department of Corrections listed that the videotape that they had malfunctioned, and therefore there were problems with it and they had to order another one. Their videos are notoriously unreliable.
Well, video does exist in this case. It's posted.
It does.
With your stories.
That's true, but that was provided from this investigation. It was just recently released just last week.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not exactly sure whether how accurate that is. I know there's times posted, and we hope they're right, but we don't have the full video. They only released two sections of it. They didn't release certain periods of time that are still in question.
There's also comments regarding the cause of death for the inmate, Darren Rainey. The medical examiner's report found no signs of burn injuries. Your original reporting had discussed the scalding hot temperature in the shower. It had discussed inmate testimony, inmate witness recollection of burns as they found his body. But the medical examiner report didn't find any of that.
Well, it's very curious, isn't it? The medical examiner investigation is probably the number one reason why they didn't bring charges in this case. If you don't have a medical examiner that's saying that there's anything suspicious, then you really don't have a case. So in the state attorney's defense, she wasn't left with a lot to work with once the medical examiner ruled that.
Yeah, the medical examiner found no evidence of intent to harm Rainey. Quote, the appropriate manner of death is accident.
That's correct. But here's the thing. We only got this autopsy. This autopsy is, almost 4 years old now. And it's curious that it took that long, number one. And number two, with the documents that we had and the information we've had all these years is the report that was put out by the paramedics that were the first on the scene there. And the report, which we just got another copy of recently, it was in the state attorney file. It specifically says that there were second and third degree burns on 30% of his bodies. Mm. Now, these are paramedics. These are people that do this every day, day in and day out. I don't think, and I've put the question to the medical examiner, I haven't heard back yet. I don't understand how that can be explained away.
There's also questions about the temperature of the water in the shower, because it certainly played a prominent role in the original reporting that you did 2.5 years or so ago about the ability of prison guards to regulate the shower water temperature, not for the inmate in the shower to regulate that temperature. There were indication that the temperature could go as hot as 160 degrees. And in this report that was released a week ago from the state's attorney, there was an indication that it was tested 2 days after death with essentially a cafeteria meat thermometer that it could reach that temperature. But there was no indication of an immediate investigation, right?
That's correct.
Or something, the evening of the death or soon thereafter.
Right. The police never took the water temperature that night. I don't even know if they ever really, how much, we're looking at the file now to see how much they really ever investigated, whether there were, how serious those problems were. Here's the bottom line. Why would they put someone in a shower for 2 hours like that? Why? I mean, these are very sick people. The medical examiner report references the fact that he was on a special medication for schizophrenia. He had issues between his schizophrenia and his medication with his internal regulation of body temperature. I just don't understand from the get-go why they would even do something like
that. So when looking at the facts of the case here, Julie, among the facts that are laid out is that the inmate had covered himself with feces, according to the guard testimony, and was taken to the shower to wash himself off, and according to the guards, again, was reluctant to do so. Would that explain the length of time in the shower to try to encourage the inmate to
No, because they put him in a shower that had a single stream of water that was controlled by an adjacent janitor's closet. There were all these other functioning showers that had a spray that probably would have cleaned him up better. So that doesn't really wash that they really needed to leave him in there for that period of time.
The story dates back, the case originated back in 2012. You began covering this in 2014 after your original stories were published. The warden at Dade Correctional was fired, and eventually the secretary of the Florida Department of Corrections resigned. What's the state of governance today in your estimation?
Of the prison system? Well, I can tell you that I get letters, emails, and phone calls almost on a daily basis describing horrendous abuse, horrendous medical neglect. I could say every day, including yesterday, the email that I get is, please help my brother. He is going to die. I get it almost every day, and every story is terrible. So there is still serious, serious problems with our prison system here in Florida.
Julie Brown, an investigative reporter with our partner, the Miami Herald. Stick around, Julie. I want to talk about one other issue that you have used, certainly in this case, which is public records and the ability to put some sunshine into public records here in the Sunshine State. That's next on the Florida Roundup. Stay tuned.